Now, I think we'll move on to the resolutions. My first question, Pete, for you is, would you like to come up to the front and handle them from here? Because it's a better microphone apart from anything else. Yeah. Now, the way I want us to handle the resolutions, please, I believe we have 11, and we'll need to put a time limit on discussion of each resolution. We have two things to do between now and the end of the morning, and the morning will finish at 12:30. So we have the resolutions to deal with, and then we have a closing session of thank yous and the opportunity to express things, last minute things that we need to share. We'll finish at 12:30. So now Pete's up here. When I'll ask him to read the resolution, and then we'll take questions or comment. Yep, thanks very much, John. And if you put your hand up and hold it up until you're acknowledged, please. And morning tea will be at 10. So, Pete, would you like to start us? Well, first of all, thank you very much to you and your committee for all the work you've done on the resolutions. And if you could start us, please, with Resolution 1.
Okay. Some of these resolutions, I think, are fairly self-explanatory, but others may need a little comment, so I will try and do that as we go. I've asked Mandy White, our resolutions secretary, to open the file. There are one or two errors, and also we might make some changes, obviously, as we go. So Mandy will endeavour to keep us up to date with things. Okay, so let's dive in. I think, as I said yesterday, the precursor I want to make, I think, is that I think these resolutions herald a shift for ICEB in that they are not so much about code development and code maintenance, although one or two of them are. They're actually about promotion of Braille. And I think that's quite an important overall shift to note for ICEB. The second observation I would make is that just because it's not in here in the resolutions doesn't mean to say we're not going to do it. So there's lots of information that's come from reports and that will be in the minutes around which the executive will need to develop charges and areas of work for committees. So just because it's not written down here as a resolution, and we've tried to make the resolutions more, I guess, about the overall policy and direction of ICEB, just because it's not in there doesn't mean to say we're not going to try to do it.
For a second, Pete, Darlene has signalled attention, and it may be a procedural matter.
Of course.
So just
absolutely.
I'm sorry, let's take Darlene, please.
Thank you very much. I did want to know about caucusing with our delegations so that we know. We haven't had an opportunity to see these or to read through them yet, and so we need an opportunity to talk amongst ourselves about how we're going to vote on them.
Fine. I'm sure we can allow a couple of minutes for that. It might reduce the talking time, but we'll allow a couple of minutes for that. Thank you. Well, or I think we'll do them one at a time if we can. But there also, the other issue is that we do have 30 minutes for morning tea, so there may be some opportunity during that time.
So no rest at all for anyone. Okay. World Blind Union. Whereas the World Blind Union, WBU, has established a World Braille Council as a focal point for continued development of Braille, and whereas the ICEB has confirmed its support for the development of a global body as expressed in Article 2.7 of the ICEB Constitution, capable of raising the profile of Braille throughout the world, the 5th General Assembly of ICEB resolved to request that the WBU establish the World Braille Council as a permanent committee of the WPU, with consideration given to establishing sufficient resources to undertake realistic charges. Second point, appoint a member of the ICEB executive to serve on the World Braille Council. That's while I turn the page. A bit of a snake in the room. Monitor the continued development of the World Braille Council with a view to establishing ICEB and the Council. I think that's reasonably self-explanatory, but happy to take any questions from people. Yeah.
Can I have a mover and seconder for the resolution? Pete, do you want to move each one?
I'll do that. I move we accept this resolution.
And may I have a seconder, please?
Maria
from New Zealand. Open for discussion, Bill Paul.
This is a point which will recur later with other resolutions, and I want you to tell me how to deal with it as a general issue. There's a textual difference between what you read out and what I have in the resolution. My second bullet point, which is the second one, it's the first one, I think, says consideration should be given to enabling sufficient resources to undertake realistic charges. You read establishing. What is the correct text? Right, thank you. Do you want me to take these as we come to them?
Can I just say in general, the correct text is what you have in front of you. Ignore okay. The rubbish I read out.
Okay.
Judy Dixon?
Darlene?
Thank you.
We can put the mics to people on the table so we're going to talk rather than lose 30 seconds on every change.
Yes, sir. What we're requesting this to WBU, I'm assuming that's going to be a letter from our president to WBU or something or other, because we have no standing in WBU. So how are we going to do that? And also appointing a member of the ICEB executive to serve on the World Braille Council, that's if we're invited to do so, or we're asking that we have a member. Some explanation, please.
Thanks for that. Yes, I envisage this would be a formal letter from ICEB to WBU. And in terms of the appointment, I had a brief discussion with WBU about this, and the view would be that we already have somebody appointed, so it's basically reaffirming that, and the general view is that we would be asked to do that in the new term of WBU. So I think we'd be responding to the reconfirming what we've got and responding to the ask when it comes.
Jean?
Mine was the same as Bill, so no problem.
Judy?
Mine is the same as Bill's also, but I do have a problem because I think the word that Pete spoke is actually a better word in this case than the word that's here, and I don't know what the process is or if you'd like me to provide some points for why I think it's a better word, but I think establishing is better when we're speaking about sufficient resources than enabling sufficient resources. So the fact that we don't have sufficient resources, establishing seems to be a more appropriate word. So how do I do this?
I think...
Can you take that as a friendly amendment?
A friendly amendment, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
That's Bill saying that's why he raised the issue in the first place. So, yeah.
Right. Are there any more questions, points that we need to take on this one? And do watch the time, please. Sarah from...
I'm thinking that both words would go together.
Okay.
Establishing and enabling, I think both will do.
Yeah, Bill Jolly.
Can I just clarify clearly what the change is? It's the first bullet point, is it, that we're talking about?
Fine, thank you, Bill.
Can you hold the microphone for me? The first bullet point says, request that the WBU establish the World Braille Council as a permanent committee of the WBU, with consideration given to enabling sufficient resources to undertake realistic charges. Having read all of that, I think the text as it is better, because it doesn't involve a repetition of the same word in a different sense.
Okay,
Chairman, can I clarify that? Are we changing what's written here or are we not?
It's proposed to change enabling to establishing, but I now don't think we should.
I think there is an amendment suggested by Judy. I'd just like to ask Judy whether she wants that amendment.
Establish is a better word here,
yeah.
And I think precede the fact that two of the same word are in the same sentence, but it's fine.
But I guess we all know where we're heading, so in general principle terms it seems okay.
I think we need to be quite careful about the wordsmithing for the rest of the resolutions, especially in terms of time. Yes, they need to be clear, but we also need to think clearly about what we want to change and why. So I'd like to put this, no one else is wanting the call, so I'm going to put the resolution, that resolution one, as read by Pete, and which remains not amended, that resolution one be passed, be accepted, as circulated. All in favour say aye. Right, we want to caucus. One moment. Against? Carried. Resolution 2. Pete?
Okay. Daisy Consortium. Whereas the Daisy Consortium continues to lead developments in accessible publishing for all, and whereas the Daisy Consortium engages in developing reading solutions for all, the 5th General Assembly of ICEB resolved to appoint the President of the ICEB to liaise with the Daisy Consortium with the aim of creating cohesion between the aspirations of ICEB and the Daisy Consortium. Work with the Daisy Consortium to ensure that publishing standards and reading solutions incorporate improved support for the publishing and reading of Braille. Encourage the promotion of Braille publishing and reading through the Daisy Consortium's communications channels. I move the resolution.
May I have a seconder, please?
Elijah.
All right. Thank you, Elijah from Nigeria, seconding the resolution. Any comment about this resolution before we caucus? No hands. 1 minute to have a look at this, please. I'm now going to put resolution 2 about the relationship between ICEB and the DAISY Consortium. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Pete, resolution 3.
Resolution 3. Okay. UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Whereas the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, quotes the Convention, is part of international law, and whereas the World Blind Union, WBU, has published a toolkit to help its members to use the Convention in their advocacy on behalf of people who are blind, and whereas the Convention specifically recognises Braille, and that's in quotes because it's recognised, under, quotes, communications, in Articles 9, 21 and 24, this 5th General Assembly of ICEB resolves to support the WBU and the World Braille Council in developing a plan to take advantage of the terms of the Convention in promoting the worldwide use of Braille and the rights of persons who are blind to have access to Braille. Monitor the reports of English-speaking countries for items relating to the use of Braille in those countries, informing the WBU. And there's an error here, it says the reports, so if we'd strike the reports, because that I don't think is relevant, informing the WBU of countries where Braille does not get the prominence expected under the Convention. Just a comment on this one. The use of the word reports in this context is quite specific. So a country that has ratified the Convention, both the Convention itself and also the optional protocol, the government of that country must produce effectively a how are we doing report, how are things going report. It's a quite formally structured report, and society has an opportunity to produce a shadow report to say whether they think it's reasonable or not. And the committee which has been established under the UN to monitor this Convention then formally reviews those reports and has a working session with countries to understand the way forward and make recommendations. So we have an opportunity to engage with that reporting structure in countries that have signed the Convention. So the use of report is quite specific in that context. Oh, sorry. With the slight amendment that I mentioned, the striking of the words, I move the motion.
Pete is moving and Mike is seconding. A minute to caucus. Everyone. Now, I'm sorry, I should have taken any questions, so I will now take questions on Resolution 3. there are no questions. I would like to put the resolution now. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Good job.
Resolution 4.
Okay, promotion of Braille. Whereas this council has received evidence at its assembly confirming widespread research showing the immense benefits of Braille to blind people in areas of literacy, independence, education, employment and life enrichment, and whereas other evidence shows a decline in the teaching and use of Braille, and whereas even though Braille is more available than ever, there is a clear need for the promotion of Braille. This fifth General Assembly resolves to promote UEB as a code which effectively increases the learning and use of Braille and reduces the costs of production. Next point, gather Braille promotional material from member countries and associated organisations for use by the Public Relations Officer in promotional activities. Support, in partnership with other organisations, including WBU and WBC, a high-profile event celebrating the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities at the United Nations headquarters to demonstrate the importance of all forms of Braille for blind people in the areas of literacy, education, employment, personal development, and digital inclusion. I move the resolution.
Pete has moved. Mike has seconded. May I take questions on this at first? Bill Paul.
I have one typo and one question, so I'll do the typo first because that's easy. The word widespread should be one word, not two. That's just a typo. Right, the question is much more serious. It relates to the last bullet point. We're going to support a high-profile event at the UN headquarters to assist in the promotion of Braille. Now, I'd be very interested in having the Public Relations Officer's view on this, among others, but it appears to me that the expenditure and time involved in organising such an event could be disproportionate to the benefit that would be gained, given that the previous bullet point makes it clear that there'll be other promotional activity under the direction of the Public Relations Officer. I just want somebody to satisfy me that we're spending money wisely, or to give some idea of what they think the financial implications of the third bullet point are.
Mike, can you respond, please?
So this is something that I'm actually particularly keen on. The ISB exec has not actually gone much into budgeting. I got no idea what such an event would cost, but what I do think is that I would like to be able, if we could organise such an event, to get engaged with it, because I believe that something at UN has a major impact across the world, both in the media, the press, and also actually impacting the countries that aren't doing very well in the area of Braille. So I actually do think that the leverage of a very high-profile event would be immense for Braille across the world. Such an event, though, Bill, does not exist. It's just in some people's minds, and it would need to be properly resourced. But I do think that if we could get such an event, it would have a similar sort of impact, possibly, as the Louis Braille, or maybe even more, because we'd be actually there with the nations in New York. But that's my view on it. It doesn't commit us to actually doing it. It commits us to support one if we actually did get one organised.
Thank you, Mike. We're recognising Sarah, then Judy, then Darlene. Sarah?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm really sorry, but I have a problem with the choice of words in the third bullet point. To me, it appears that the WBC is seen as a separate entity from the WBU, which contradicts what's in the first resolution. I would rather think that through should be in the place of and in that bullet point. Thank you.
I really respect the way you handled that, Sarah, because not only did you point out what you didn't feel was the best wording, you also suggested the amendment, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, Sarah. And Pete regards that as a friendly amendment, and I'm not going to take a special resolution, so that basically means, Sarah, yes, we agree. Thank you. So we'll take out the word and in the third bullet point and put in, insert the word through. Okay. World Blind Union through the World Braille Council, because the World Braille Council will be a subsidiary of the World Blind Union. All right. Judy is next.
Judy Dixon, United States. I certainly appreciate the enthusiasm of our new public relations officer, and I'm happy that he's already starting to think about activities. However, I think this his last point is a good one. This isn't committing us to doing anything, but I think it's they have promotional activities at the UN every day and on a variety of topics, and I think the kind of resources that this would involve and the nature, the possibility of actually getting out of it what we want is not a good balance. And I don't support this bullet. I guess it doesn't do any harm to leave it in, but I think it's a bad idea. Thank you.
Darlene?
Thank you. I agree with Judy. It's what I was going to say as well. And I really don't think it should be left in the resolution. I think it's putting too much emphasis on this and the other things that we really have to do. So if we really don't have the will to do this, to support it, then I think it shouldn't be there. So I would move for its deletion, that bullet 3 be deleted from resolution 4, promotion of Braille.
I second it.
All right, that's absolutely fine. Just quiet everyone, please. What we're going to do, we have... Bill Poole and Bill Jolly... do you wish to speak about this particular amendment?
Yes, I do.
Bill Jolly? Hang on a second. Bill Jolly, do you wish to speak about this particular amendment?
It was in regard to this amendment that I put my hand up, yes.
Fine.
I don't necessarily wish to speak. I'll hear.
Bill Poole?
Right. I am minded to support Judy and Darlene. I don't think you can say that because the wording of the resolution is supporting partnership with other organisations, including various, high-profile event. That means we just wait for other people to take an initiative and then we support it, so we're not committing ourselves to anything. We have generated this resolution. We need partnership for support for it, and we shall have to lobby partners to get that. They won't just come round and say, I saw your resolution and I think I'll start work on it. If we want to commit ourselves to this, we have to recognise that we take the initiative in finding partners who are willing to make it financially viable. And I'm therefore minded to side with Judy and Darlene.
Bill Jolly, do you wish to speak?
Just briefly, Madam Chair, indicating that I Australia supports the amendment as proposed to remove this clause, pretty much for the reasons that have been stated, that it's impractical and it implies that it's already supported by the World Blind Union, as has been discussed there, and it's not sufficiently within our remit, and it's not practical in the context of the United Nations, where we would have to argue very, very strongly and very strongly again to have a single disability promotion of an event, because the United Nations is very cross-disability. So there's a whole heap of politics to deal with, including whether the event would be in Geneva or in New York at the headquarters, or in Geneva where the monitoring of the convention takes place. So I support the amendment to remove the clause.
Mike Townsend, so we'll give you the opportunity to speak now in response to this particular amendment.
So if it's removed, it doesn't preclude us from doing something should something like Bill said emerge. However, this third bullet point springs from discussions at Braille 21, when quite a number of people felt, once we were, when we had actually a paper on the UN Convention in Braille 21, and after that several organisations discussed, and I was in the discussions, the possibility of such an event. So it's not something plucked from the air, it is actually from a groundswell which started at Braille 21. I'm quite comfortable with its removal, so long as should something turn up, or I'd like the freedom to engage the discussions in this area as a PR officer, so long as I don't get prevented from doing that.
We're not voting not to do this. If we approve the amendment, we are not voting, we're not saying we will not go to Geneva or New York, all right? What we're doing is, if we remove this particular bullet, we are not committing ourselves to do something that we may not have the resources to do. That's all we're doing if we agree to this amendment. What I'd like to do now is ask you to caucus on this particular amendment for about a minute, and then we'll move the amendment, and then we'll come back to the main resolution. Everyone, please may I bring us back to order. Hello. We're doing very well, team. Thank you. Now, we're focusing on an amendment. The amendment to the resolution is to remove the third bullet from the resolution. And so if you vote in favour of the resolution, if you vote in favour of the amendment, you will be removing the third bullet from the resolution, and then we'll come back and talk about the resolution. We're voting only on the third bullet and only on the amendment. If you are in favour of the amendment to remove the third bullet from resolution 4, Betty Noble, you are looking for the call. Betty?
Yes.
Betty first, then Bill Poole.
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm wondering if it would be possible to vote by delegation rather than just by voice vote for this particular amendment, so that it's very clear.
I'm,
say relates to that?
Bill?
What I suggest we do, and we have done this in the past in ICEB, when there is an amendment of this kind, whatever the amendment is that you call the names of each delegation and they say whether they are for, against or abstain, and you then will have a total at the end of votes.
I'll do that. It's the, they're both the same requests. I'm going to put the amendment and I'm going to call the seven countries one after the other. I hope the seven countries each has one voice. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to confirm that one voice. I don't want to hear 15 voices, please. And the question, please, the question, when I put the question, the answer will be that you vote in favour or you vote against. Yes. All right? In favour or against, or if you wish, you may abstain. Right? So we're going to go by country. The amendment we are voting on now. If you vote in favour of the amendment, you are removing the third bullet from Resolution 4. Australia.
Yes.
Canada.
Yes, we're in favour.
New Zealand.
Yes, we're in favour.
Nigeria.
Yes, we're in favour.
South Africa.
In favour.
In favour. Okay. United Kingdom.
Abstain.
USA.
In favour.
We have six in favour and one abstention. The amendment is passed. Bullet 3 is removed from the main resolution. From Resolution 4. I now ask that you caucus on the resolution as amended. Phyllis, we've got Phyllis. May I recognise you, please?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to ask a question about the second bullet. I don't understand what it's getting at. Gather promotional material from member countries and associated organisations for use by the public relations officer. I'd like someone to speak to that bullet to explain it further, please.
Mike, would you please respond to that?
I'm going to. That's right. So this is a process whereby I will be asking you as organisations to supply me with material that we can use in the Braille promotion arena. That might be reports, it might be videos, might be interviews, podcasts, lots of other things. This is something that I had hoped that it would occur during the last period from 2008 to 2012, but it didn't, and therefore we didn't do much promotion other than the member organisations, which of course was great, around Louis Braille. But I wish to be more proactive in this next period, and I'm going to be asking the exec this afternoon to put some budget to this, and that's why I wanted it as a resolution. So, does that answer the question?
Phyllis?
I'm still confused, so I guess not.
Could we try and get to the confusion?
I don't know. What organizations are you talking about? Like CNIB or
it says member countries.
Universities or I don't.
No, okay. Member countries, that you guys, all you guys sitting here, okay? And also, you have connections. So I have, if I give an example from the UK, I happen to know, as a member of UKAF, that people are doing things in the promotional area which would be great to put up, say, on our website. But I need some resource to be able to get that material, maybe purchase the CD from or DVD from this particular conference, and gather that material and then put it up onto the website and make it available for us all to use in promotional activities.
Yes.
Does that help?
Moderately, thank you. I don't want to drag it out. Thank you.
Phyllis, could I ask, is it the reference to associated organisations that's causing the confusion, or is it the whole point that's causing the confusion?
I guess for me it's the whole point.
Okay.
Promotional material on Braille, maybe there just isn't any in Canada. Maybe that's my problem.
Sorry, Phyllis. I've looked at your CBA website and this... there's heaps of it, but about sharing it.
But that's just a link to a website. That doesn't require any budget for ICB to put a link to CBA website.
But it may, and part of it is about the implementation of these things. Mike has a number of ideas that he wants, and this is his resolution, and he's asking our support to gather promotional material, even if it's about gathering links, so that he is able to make use of those links.
Okay, I'm told that Jen is tuned into this, and so it's maybe just my thick head, so I'm that's fine.
No, we're not getting into personal attacks, even if they're self-attacks. All right. Now, I would like 1 minute's worth of caucusing on the balance of Resolution 4 as we have already amended it, okay? And then we'll put that... All right, everyone. Resolution 4 has been moved, seconded, and amended. The amendment has been approved. We're now going to vote on Resolution 4 about Braille promotion as amended. All those in favour say aye. Oh, sorry, team. I'm sorry. We'll go through it by country. Australia?
We're in favour.
Canada?
We're in favour.
New Zealand?
We're in favour.
Nigeria?
We're in favour.
South Africa?
In favour.
UK?
In favour.
US?
In favour.
That resolution is passed. Thank you. We will now break for morning tea. If you tread carefully on the floor, you may wish to come up and have a look at the elephant in the room.
Don't take it.
We'll be breaking for tea, as you heard, and be back in how many minutes? Half an hour. Okay. And we'll be back in half an hour. All right, we'll return in 25 minutes.
Everyone, we're beginning with Resolution 5. Pete?
Okay. Resolution 5, outreach. Whereas the ICEB's major body of work to codify UEB is almost complete and set to transition into ongoing code maintenance, and whereas a focus by ICEB on the promulgation of UEB in developing countries presents a unique opportunity to promote the benefits of Braille for education, employment and daily life, and whereas the WBU and the International Council on the Education of People with Visual Impairments, ICEVI, with their commitment to Braille and expertise in advocacy for and education of people who are blind, respectively, are critically important global partners for ICEB, and whereas English is widely used as a business language alongside indigenous languages and is increasingly taught and used in school, this fifth General Assembly resolves to, and here we have a slight deviation in format because the points here have bullet points within them, so we've deviated slightly from the structure. So 5.1, focus on the promotion of UEB in developing countries as a high priority. As a high priority for ICEB's work over the next quadrennium, by means including engagement, bullet, with WBU and ICEVI at the global, regional, and sub-regional levels to raise their awareness of UEB and advocate for its adoption, bullet, with opinion leaders at national level with a view to the adoption of UEB in target countries, and, bullet, with those in international organisations that support the production and teaching of Braille in developing countries to raise their awareness about the utility of UEB, and, 5.2, use its best endeavours to develop and promote easy-to-read UEB-related learning and production materials to assist Braille producers in developing countries. And 5.3, develop a database of donor organisations able to assist the production, teaching or promotion of Braille in developing countries. I move a very long motion.
I second that, Mr. Chair.
First, we will take questions. Then we will have time for caucus. And we've been asked for further time for caucusing, and we will give that. And our first question is from Sarah.
Thank you. Again, my problem is with the construction. I would think that the 5.1, 5.2, and so on be allotted to the points, the major points. For example, 5.1, whereas ICEB, blah, blah, blah. And then the bullet points come under each of them. I think it will give better focus and attention to the real points. And then I think the end, after the second bullet point, after whereas 5.2, so to speak, should be deleted, since there is another end after the third one. I think it would give us better...
So, if I've understood that correctly, that's deleting the end before 5.2, yes? I think we would entertain that as a friendly, basically textual amendment, unless anybody's got any objection. That's okay. With regard to changing the structure, I'm less inclined to do that because the way in which this is structured at the moment, 5.1 has a series of sub bullet points, if you like, 5.1. And I think if we, particularly the sense of 5.1.
Bill Poole? Bill?
Yes. Can I have a microphone?
You're on mic.
Oh, I'm on mic. Okay, sorry. I didn't realise. I agree with Pete about that. We can't... So if you start restructuring this, you'll spend half the morning doing it. but I would want to make a friendly amendment, which is that in the third whereas, the word respectively should be deleted. I realise what it's trying to do. It's trying to assign specific competencies to specific organisations, but I just don't think it's necessary to do that, and I just think it reads more smoothly if you don't have it. If you don't like that, I'm not going to press for it, but I do think that would improve the readability of it.
I hear voices up the front agreeing with
that. I think that's acceptable. Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Okay.
That's built now, Mike.
So I believe I've got a friendly amendment to the first whereas, and it's pursuant on Resolution 11 of 2008 regarding the completion of the code, etc. And I would like to change it to read, whereas the major body of work to codify UEB is complete and is transitioning into ongoing code maintenance. That's my hopefully friendly amendment, and the reasoning behind it is this.
Sorry, Mike, before you do the reasoning, could I just ask you to repeat that so that everybody's got the amendment
okay.
in mind?
So, whereas ICUB's major body of work to codify UEB is complete and is transitioning into ongoing code maintenance. Have we got that?
Everybody happy?
Okay, so...
Particularly Mandy is taking the notes.
Mandy's got it. You're okay, are you good? Good. So the reasoning behind this is that actually we've got a working code, it is complete. The sort of things we are doing with the code, I haven't had a chance to talk to Phyllis about this, but I have talked to Bill. It's the sort of ongoing work we've been doing for years in Bork. There's keeping the code going and making sure that it deals with the situations as they crop up. So basically, I believe that we've got a great code, and as public relations officer, I wish to promote it, as per the previous resolution, as a complete code that will work everywhere.
We'll take... I will take movers and seconders only if the amendment is seen to be controversial. This particular resolution was crafted by Bill Jolly. Bill, are you comfortable with that change?
Yes, ma'am.
I think there is a general sense of comfort, and I would regard that as a friendly amendment.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yes.
Fine. Any further questions about Resolution 5? There are no further questions. 2 minutes for caucusing. I know some people are having difficulty with sound and so on. 2 minutes for caucusing.
For those who do not know, this is the very last day of our live broadcast for the ICEP 2012 convention that is currently being held in Johannesburg, South Africa, to be more specific, Centurion. So I hope you enjoyed the last broadcast, as we will be closing off the stream later today. The archive of the broadcasts will be available in due course. I still have to edit the files and upload those. I'm assuming that it might be done by the end of this week or even early next week. However, if you do have any particular requests, please forward them to admin@iceb2012.net.
All right, everyone. Any further questions before I put the resolution? Elijah from Nigeria?
Yes, I'm thinking of...
One moment, Elijah, sorry. We need you to talk on the microphone so we can all hear, please.
Yeah, thank you. I'm thinking that the second whereas, a focus by ICEB on promulgation, Pitt read the before promulgation, but in the Braille copy, the is missing. So a friendly amendment that will include the promulgation of UEP. Thank you.
I think that's a textual amendment. Is anybody uncomfortable with that?
No? Well, okay, that's fine. Like Thank that. You very much, Elijah. Judy?
Yes, I have a comment. I'm not sure. Oh, okay. I have a suggestion. In the second whereas English is widely used as a business language. No. Sorry. I can't count. Sorry. Second, whereas a focus by ICEB on the promulgation of UEB in developing countries presents a unique opportunity to promote the benefits of Braille in education, etc. My point is that it's not just developing countries where ICEB can promote Braille, and it's not just developing countries that have not adopted UEB. And I'm glad you all find that so funny. We're very amused as well. I'm thinking that in this particular clause, we could just simply strike in developing countries and it would be fine. However, the in developing countries does occur later in the resolution in 5.1, focus on the promotion of UEB in developing countries as a high priority, so that one, we could remove that in developing countries and it wouldn't do it any harm. I don't want to take away in developing countries where it actually specifically means something. Is there anywhere it does?
Chairman,
Can
I come in?
Phil, Jolly.
I'm comfortable to take out in developing countries in the whereas. That's fine. But I would like it to stay in the first 5.1 because I think it sharpens the focus of the point. And I think that the worst thing that we could do, in fact, as ICEB, is go promoting UEB in the United States. It has to be a decision by the United States itself. So I'd like to leave it in 5.1 under the resolves. I'd like to leave it there, but happy to take it out in the second bullet point.
Mike Townsend.
I'm just making my plans to visit that underdeveloped country, the US. However, under motion 4, we've got the promotion of UEB as a code. So I believe that the focus of Resolution 5 is that ISP should have a particular activity in promoting UEB and Braille in developing countries. So I do not want to diminish that area of the focus.
Judy?
I'm wondering if the promotion of UEB and the promotion of Braille are actually two different things, and if that's what our problem here a bit is. It's not just the United States that hasn't adopted UEB. There are other developed countries for whom UEB may be appropriate that have not done it.
Sarah
is a separate issue.
Sarah?
I'm of the opinion that if we're not here to minimize the use of words, we could retain in developing countries, and then add, reframe the sentence to say, in developing and or other countries. I'm thinking that it would suit both parties that way. Thank you.
Mike Townsend.
Okay. I think UEB is direct for developing countries because it is much cheaper to produce. And therefore, I want to keep this emphasis on developing countries. Richer countries may have that privilege and the riches to not engage with UEB, and that's down to them. But somehow I want to make sure that Resolution 5, I support Bill in that focus on developing countries. So it's the promotion of UEB in developing countries that I believe will extend Braille in those countries.
Now, I would like to ask whether there is a seconder to Judy's amendment, which Judy is now withdrawing her amendment. All right. Jen was looking for the call, but is it about the developing countries commentary?
Sorry, I just had the call because I thought we were about to vote, but then we were having questions and I just kept the mic, so...
All right. We've discussed the in developing countries issue, and we're leaving the resolution as is, as circulated, with a slight textural amendment. I need to ask: are there any further questions about Resolution 5? No. We're now going into caucus for 2 minutes. Here, we can hear that some people are talking about other issues. Does anyone want more time caucusing on Resolution 5? Right. I haven't had a request for further time, so I would like to put Resolution 5, which has been circulated and amended with a slight textural correction. So I'm going to put Resolution 5. Australia...
Yes, we're in favour.
Canada?
We're also in favour.
New Zealand?
We're also in favour.
Nigeria?
We're in favour.
South Africa?
In favour.
UK?
In favour.
US?
In favour.
I declare that resolution passed. Thank you. Now, we'll move on to Resolution 6. Pete?
Okay, tactile graphics. Whereas the guidelines for tactile graphics produced in North America are now available for use, and whereas these guidelines were developed as a result of extensive research and evaluation, this 5th General Assembly of ICB resolves to recommend that these guidelines be considered for use in member countries. Now, there's a full stop missing at the end. Sorry about that. I move the motion.
I'll second it.
Betty Noble is seconding from Canada. Questions? Are there any questions? 1 minute caucus. Yes, The resolution, Australia,
yes.
Canada, Nigeria, yes.
In favour.
Favour.
US. Clear the resolution passed. Thank you. Resolution 7, Pete.
I work C. Whereas in a majority of and quality of Braille can be maintained by the training and certification of transcribers, and whereas Australia and New Zealand have cooperated to create the Trans-Tasman Braille Proficiency Certificate as a model of cooperation between countries that has worked very well. This 5th General Assembly of ICB resolves to establish a committee to investigate the feasibility of the ICEB becoming an international certifying body for Braille transcription in UEB. I move the motion.
We have the motion moved by Pete and seconded by Sarah from Nigeria. First, I want to take questions. Bill Poole.
You're right. First of all, I want to focus. Is the mic working?
Yes.
It is, right. Good. First
Bill,
all,
can you just get a bit closer, please?
Yeah, I can do, yes. Yeah, no problem. That's better, isn't it? First, I want to focus on the possibility of making an amendment. I'm exploring this, and if lots of people don't like it, I'll take it away again. It refers to, in the second whereas, common standards for the training and certification of transcribers. Should we add "and teachers"? And if we do, does that affect how the resolution should end, where it says the EC becoming an international certifying body for Braille transcription in UEB? Obviously we aren't wanting to become a certifying body for the whole of what teachers do. That's never been suggested. But I did think that it was important that when satisfying ourselves of the suitability of people to produce Braille, it should there might be a case for teachers being explicitly mentioned in the second whereas. But how do other people feel about that?
Now, please. Bill Poole has made a really significant proposal to amend this, and some people are talking. Now, please, can we focus on this? One of the ICEB goals is to promote the not just Braille transcription, but also teaching, and Bill is drawing our attention to this. Do we want to amend the resolution in this regard, is what he is asking. We need to listen to each of our speakers, please. All right. The next person you have? Yes. All right. We better deal with this issue. Bill is moving, I believe. Bill, you are moving formally, Bill Poole.
Yeah.
Bill Poole is moving formally an amendment where there is reference to transcribers or transcription, then you need to add transcribers and teachers or transcription or teaching. That's a significant amendment. Now, first I'm going to take people who want to speak about the amendment only. And is there a seconder for that amendment?
I need to ask a question.
Okay. We, first of all, for us to discuss the amendment, we need a seconder, please. Maria is seconding the amendment. It is now open for discussion. And Maria has the first call for her question. And Christo.
I support Bill's idea and amendment about the teachers being added, but what about the users and the parents who are also who have set examinations in braille production.
Christo?
Thank you, Mary.